Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
It's a name you can give to your child. Nicodemus means victorious among the people. And he was a ruler. That means whenever they call for the elders in the land, most likely you will see this man. So he was not an ordinary man. Verse 2. This man came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Teacher, we know. And you pay attention to the word we. That suggests that some people have been talking. Huh? Most likely, other rulers like him or leaders in the nation. They've been talking about who is this man that everybody is talking about. But he said they came to a conclusion. Now, if you study the ministry of Jesus, you will notice that many times when they asked him, are you the Messiah? He will not answer them. Do you notice? He will not answer them. He will just say something else that will confuse them. You see, because in Genesis, in John 3, the Pharisees already knew he was a man of God. Look at that scripture. It says, we know that you are a teacher that has come from God. For no man can do these miracles that you are doing except God is with him. So they knew. But you see this second verse. If you are not careful, you would think that everybody that works miracles is from God. If that's what you would think, but you would have made a big mistake. Being able to work miracles is one of the signs that God gives to his ministers, his servant, or even you as a child of God. God can use you to perform miracles. But it is not the only sign we look at or we look for to say, this person is a child of God. Because even Satan sometimes can appear as an angel of light. But that's not our focus today. Jump to verse 3. Jesus answered him and said, most importantly, that word verily, verily, you know, means most importantly, I am saying to you, listen to, that's what Jesus was saying. It's like when I'm preaching and I say, listen now, I want to say something. That's what Jesus was saying here. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, what this means is that Nicodemus was trying to research why someone can be this powerful. He was going at the matter, approaching the matter from the backyard. But Jesus was trying to tell that, slow down. You don't need to praise me. And this is something we also need to look at in church today. It seems that when people come to church today, the pastor is more important than Jesus Christ. Are you here now? Church is quiet too. I say, are you here? So in many churches, and there are two types of churches. There's the true church and there's the Babylonian church. The true church, Jesus Christ is the king in that church. Any church where you attend and you notice that you hear the pastor, you can be in the church, but you are not really aware you are in church. But you are hearing the pastor's name. That's a red flag. You have to be very careful. You need to run away quickly. The pastor is not more important than the one who has called him. So if you find that in a place, it could even be a fellowship, it could be anywhere, that somebody is more important there, that if they mention five names, they will mention that man four and mention Jesus one. You are in a wrong setting. It's just, for instance, now my people who belong to the Islamic religion, and God bless them, they still cannot explain how the Quran talks more about Jesus than it talks about Muhammad. They can't explain it. An entire chapter is given to Mary, the mother of Jesus. Entire chapter. So there are things we need to look at there, but not today. So I want us to look at something very critical here. Jesus said, except a man is born again. That means anyone that is born of a woman needs to be born a second time. Being in church for a long time, being baptized by water for a long time, being part of the building committee, or you are someone that gives like $1,000 to the pastor every month, does not mean that you are a child of God. Having a good behavior or good attitude, people like you everywhere you go. That this person, she is very nice, is this brother is responsible, does not mean that person is a child of God. So our Lord was trying to explain to our brother here. He said, all these things you are talking about, you are trying to say that I come from God because of the miracles that you are seeing. But I am telling you that there is something more important than miracles. It is the kingdom of God. Put up that scripture. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, what is the correlation between what Jesus has said and what Nicodemus is saying? What Nicodemus is saying that he is probably not aware of is that since Adam fell, there was a kingdom that was on this earth where Adam was the governor representing the administration of heaven and the kingdom of God in heaven. He was representing them on earth. And when Adam sinned against God, that kingdom was lost. So everything that we have been looking for since that time is that kingdom to come back in power. That is why every time you talk about a kingdom, you many times talk about military power, dominion, the prosperity of that kingdom. You want to look at what makes this kingdom more attractive than the other one. In fact, in those days, sometimes people move out of their areas and move to another area under another kingdom because that kingdom is doing well. For instance, in the days of Jacob or Israel, there was famine and Jacob moved to Israel, moved to Egypt with his children, where they now met Joseph, that he was still alive. So the concept of kingdom is a very serious one. Everyone who is born again, washed by the blood of Jesus, is a member and a subject. Please, the key word there is subject. And I want you to note this word. Subject of God's kingdom. The scripture says that we have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of... So, whether you like it or not, you belong to a kingdom. That popular musician that you like, you say he doesn't sing any dirty song, but he sings, belongs to a kingdom. And whatever he does is on the strength of the kingdom that he belongs to. And that's why the scripture says, what fellowship has light with what? With darkness. Because light is a kingdom. And darkness is a kingdom. Hallelujah. Please, this is very, very important. Everybody belongs to a kingdom. That is why we are not encouraged to marry outside the household of faith. As a child of God, you are not encouraged to marry somebody who is not born again, even if he has proper or good behavior. Also, if you are a matured Christian as a lady, please hear what I'm about to say. If you're a matured believer, I strongly do not recommend getting married to somebody who is a spiritual baby. I do not recommend it. Because the moment you marry, the relationship cannot be normal again. Because people have made mistakes. And then you now notice that it is the wife that is trying to compel her husband to go to church. Because the wife has been in Christ for so long. The husband now is in Christ, but he's a spiritual baby. There are things that we do. Nobody, you may not really see it clearly stated there that don't do it. But when you really look at it, are you sure this is what you really want to do? Please pay attention to what I'm saying. Everybody who is on this earth or who is dead belongs to a kingdom. And you are subjects of that kingdom. And your kingdom will either promote you or destroy you. So, the matter of being born again is about transferring your membership from one kingdom to another one. So, being born again is not about the way we see it many times. What it means is that you have moved from one kingdom and you have nothing to do with that kingdom again. Now, some of you may be aware anyway. There are some countries in this world now that do not allow dual citizenship. Are we aware? For example, Spain, South Africa. That's why you find that those kind of countries, you really don't hear so many people rushing there from Nigeria. It's not part of the JAPA arrangement. Because for you to be Spanish, you must first renounce your citizenship as a Nigerian. Please, are you following me? In South Africa, if you live there for 30 years, and let's say you are a doctor or you are a professor, you cannot be a citizen of South Africa. It is their law. So if you live in an economy or a country that allows dual citizenship, you may not understand why God says what fellowship has light with what? With darkness. Because you are used to being Nigerian when it pays you or favors you, and being British when it favors you. But actually, God's kingdom is like South African nation, the nation of South Africa or Spain. You can only belong to one kingdom. You can only salute one flag. You can only dance to one drum beat. You can only bow to one king. That's why Jesus said you cannot serve two masters. This is very important. Now, let's look at some of the things that are important about the kingdom. Now, last Sunday, I mentioned that there are three major aspects of a kingdom that everybody must know. Number one is that every kingdom has an administrative system. There's a way they run. What was the second thing I mentioned? I said every kingdom has a culture. And I used Dubai or the Saudi Emirates as an example. That no matter how hot their weather is, you always see them dressed in a particular way. And I also mentioned that for those of us that like to dress irresponsibly and say it is fashion, for example, showing of cleavage, brothers walking bare chest in public, or showing off too much skin and clothes. Or maybe skin is just the word. And we say, oh, it is modernization. And then when if your pastor tries to correct you, you say, ah, it's a deeper life. It's because he used to be in deeper life. Huh? Then you go to Saudi Arabia. From the airport, you'll be returned back. I think it was one of these popular musicians, one of her sisters in the other side. I won't mention her name. She was going to sing in, the Queen of England. That was about 2 years or 3 years ago. You know the lady I'm talking about. Some of you, because some of you follow trendy news. So I heard, I also saw it. So they invited her to sing at the, I don't know what the queen, they were doing in England, but she went to the Queen's Palace. Do you know that they didn't allow her, they told her how she must dress? Many of our popular artists in the US that people know that wear tattoo and dress anyhow, they did not allow them. I didn't know many of them could cover up their bodies. I mean, guys. Some of them, you see them on TV, they only wear singlet. And when they talk, they just keep doing their hand like this. And you see some of the ladies, oh my God, if you are coming from the prayer room, you should never meet them. Your fasting is wasted. You see them, some of these people are rappers, you know, very popular artists, but they came to the, they were all invited. But I saw all of them dressed, I said, Sister Kim, you can't dress. Sister Kim, covered up everything. Because it's a kingdom. Democracy is a kingdom, it's a government of the people, for the people, and by the people. But a kingdom is a government of the king, for the king, and by the king. So everybody in a kingdom is a subject. So there are certain things that when we talk about, say, that pastor, I'm not going to that church again. You cannot go to Dubai like this. They will not allow you. What you think is even decent, that some of us are even wearing now, you will not be allowed. You know, I was traveling to a particular country. It was my, it was supposed to be my first international trip. Well, no. First, the one I consider to be the first major one. I've traveled to a country before. But this one, because it was going to take me like 8 hours or 9 hours. I just wore a t-shirt and jean. Then I wore my Crocs. I sat in the plane. Then I noticed that somebody was asking, please, can I get an overall or something? I need to cover myself. I was wondering. Everywhere is hot. Why is she asking for a blanket or something? I should have told them to let me come down and ask him, boy, please, do you have a sweater or something? See, by the time the plane took off, my feet are turned to ice. The AC is not from this planet. It was so cold. You only need to experience that thing once in your life. You will never forget to hold a sweater or a jacket the next time you are traveling abroad. You will never. No. You can only make that mistake once. Because if you have to be on that plane for 10 hours, 8 hours, and you are the only one, you want to come and, well, meanwhile, this is just a stop. This flight is not going directly. It will still stop somewhere. So, the atmosphere around the plane or in the plane will not allow you to do some things, even if you want to. That is what a kingdom is. Please, are we together? So when you see somebody that dresses a particular way, it's because she represents a type of kingdom. That's why she's like that. And if you see people who behave in a certain way, it's also because they know whether they know or unconsciously, they are representing or standing for a kingdom. So you need to ask yourself, if this was Sunday, I would have told you to ask your neighbor so that we to go around. You ask three people, which kingdom do you represent? I didn't say you are not born again. I say, but who are you representing? When they see you, who do they think you are representing? So don't pray. It's just a question. Because a lot of us who say we are Christians, we are doing more harm to the cause of our king and our kingdom more than even Satan is doing. Now let's look at some of the things that we need to know when considering our kingdom. We talked about, I talked about administration, talked about culture, and I talked about what?
Prosperity.
Kingdom prosperity. So I will not dwell too much there, but just as for those who are not around. Let's read Matthew chapter 6, and I think it should be from verse 33. Are you blessed? So, before we won't read the preceding verses, but before this particular verse, our Lord Jesus was warning or cautioning his disciples and the people he was teaching, and he was saying to them not to worry. All right? And maybe when we come on Sunday, we'll look at this. He said, do not worry about what you will eat or what. Or drink. He said, don't even think about what you will wear. Now, when we go to, for those of you who work in a bank or you work in an IT firm, HR, are these not the things that influence our decision to go to get a job? What you will eat, right? You need to pay your bills, you need to flex. Then you need to also put on nice clothes. All right. So all these things, our Lord Jesus said, God knows that you need them. And he's also telling us the kingdom has made a provision for them. Please, are you with me? What God is saying here, I want you to hear me. I know you may not believe it, because most of us are used to working hard for our money, then using the money to buy clothes, buy food. What God is saying is that your Father knows that you need this thing, and he has provided. So to understand what the kingdom of God is, just imagine that you are living in the same house with your Father. As a child, I know there are some parents in Nigeria and some other countries that are very wicked. They stay at home and then they tell their children to go and hawk and sell things. So that's another case. It's an aberration. But if you are in your Father's house, even today, if you go visit your dad, will your dad ask you for money before he feeds you to welcome you and your children? So that is, God wants us to make a mentorship. Once you get to this point, the next business deal is, you know, it's already settled. You just know it, because you know that as long as you remain part of the kingdom, every kingdom will take care of its citizens. There is a country in Europe where the citizens don't pay for medical health services. They don't pay for education. Even in Mauritius, they don't pay for, you want to go to school, just go. You are sick, go to the nearest hospital. Once you kill your, the way this government is shouting about NIN is the way they are shouting about being able to gain access to medical services if you are sick. Everybody will want to get the NIN, because they know that when you get to the hospital, all the doctor or the admin, whatever, we ask is, what's your NIN? Once they key, they will see your details. All right? They'll say, okay, let's treat her. You don't need to fill a form. Once the detail pops up, they will just check, okay, malaria test, typhoid test. Okay, go to room 101, see the doctor. But for some reason, nobody really knows what they want to do with this N9. So you have international passport with a particular number, driver's license with a particular number. It's as if we just issue numbers. As we are led by the Spirit, we don't really have anything. That the number doesn't mean anything. But you know that when you got your job in the bank, your ID card has a staff number. Some of you still remember your matric number, the one you used in university, because you wrote it down so much that it just stuck. Some of you don't know your mom's phone number, but you know your matric number. Because you used it for 4 years. In fact, if you attend my school, you will use that matric number up to PhD. It will not change. So God is saying here that, look, I want my children to know that I will meet their needs because they are part of my kingdom. If I cannot take care of them, I should not be king. So you can go to God and say, Father, I am trusting you for a new job. Thank you, because you will lead me. This what I'm sharing with you will increase your confidence level when you go to God in prayer. Please, are you with me? Hello. Because a lot of Christians don't know victory in the place of prayer. A lot of Christians don't know what it means to pray and God answers. They pray. A lot of people are praying. But most people do not really know. And sometimes when you give people a microphone in church and say, share your testimony, they will talk. You really can't make sense out of what they are saying. Because it's not really a testimony. But look at what verse 33 says. Jesus said we should not worry. He said we should put our effort into seeking first what? Now, the word first is the word proton. Have you heard the word proton before? Is it in chemistry? Proton. Huh? Is it physics or chemistry? Both. So the word, if you have your own Bible, on beside that word first, just put proton. That's the name of a company. You can name your company Proton. Proton International. It means proton. Proton means in time, place, order, or importance. Something that is in time, place, order, or importance. It means for something to be chief. When you say somebody is a chief, doctor, chief means he's number one. The word chief means first. All right? He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And the word kingdom there is the word basilia. And we talked about this on Sunday, right? And what models that the most is the Catholic Church today. Basilia. They understand that word because the word basilia means kingdom. The Pope is not seen as a president. He's seen as second in command to God. Or you don't know. Even though the man said we should allow people, men marry themselves, and some Catholics even grumbled, but they could not say it out. Why? Because the Pope is second in quote. He's not second though. Eh? Hello? Hello? I said the Pope is not second to Christ. I'm only telling you what they said. The person closest to God on earth, should I tell you who that person is? You. Come on, are you here now? I want you to let it sink. That the way our Lord Jesus is close to his Father, that's how close you are. The only thing is that you don't maximize that relationship. You only talk to God when you have problems. But in reality, you are as close to God the Father, the same way our Lord Jesus is as. There is no grandfather in this kingdom. Okay. Pentecostals will not like this one. Because if I call Pastor Ayo, my spiritual father, there's somebody that calls me his own spiritual father. We now call Pastor Ayo. He is confused. There's no grandfather in this kingdom. In fact, our Lord Jesus said, call no man. Our Lord Jesus said, call no man father upon this earth. So that one will remind me, we'll talk about it later. Look at what our Lord is saying. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, basilia, which means a kingdom or a rule, and his righteousness. The word righteousness there is dikaosune. That's the word. Don't worry, it's not dikaosune. So, it means character. Equity. What do we mean by equity? Those of us in finance. What do we mean by equity? Quickly. If I say equity contribution, what do we mean? Capital. So, what type of capital? Your own contribution. Let's assume you want to take your own share. Let's assume. Okay. Finish what you are saying. So, you could also use it to refer to as being part of your contribution to a company. Or if you are going to take a loan to buy a house and they ask you to contribute, say, 30%. That 30% that you are bringing is your own equity. So the word righteousness, put up that scripture. The word righteousness is equity. The word righteousness means justification, this righteousness. It also means character. So look at that scripture again. Seek ye first the basilia of God and his character. That means the kingdom of God on earth is expected to have a certain character. The same way you will not expect to go to Dubai and the person welcoming you is wearing skimpy shorts. If you saw that, would you think you are in America or Dubai? That sounds more like America, right? Because that's the character. They are democracy. God says, my kingdom has character. It has equity. That equity is good enough for contribution. That means anywhere it is presented, and whenever they look at you, you should be seen as good enough to represent the kingdom you belong to. Please, are we making sense? Are you here? Church is quiet. People are angry. If we don't address this issue of character, you will not know why we need to teach doctrine. Because you can be in a church, for instance, in Lagos for 3 years, 5 years. Nobody will sit you down to tell you this is what righteousness means. You may hear so many things. I was listening to a witch, a very young girl. She's American, but she's a witch. Like, I think she's 28 or so, but... So she recently became a Christian. But you know, she made a very important statement. She said, even when I was doing blood sacrifices, you see those Oyinbo people, they do witchcraft more than us. It's just that you are black. So you think everything about you is evil. Those people with their white skin, they do more terrible things. They marry dogs. They do all kinds of things. You are still okay. This lady said even when she was doing blood sacrifice, like she would drain herself of blood and make incantations against you. She said even when she was doing it, if you tell her you are a witch, she will say she's not a witch. That she prefers to be called a spiritual person. Please, are you with me? A lot of people that we look at today and we say they are prophets, they are apostles, they are not Christians. They are spiritual people. And to be spiritual is a generic word. You could be spiritual on God's side or on the other side. And one of the ways you will know them is in their doctrine. Selling soap. Selling soap. Selling water. Selling anointing oil. Selling anointed t-shirt. So there are things that when you look at, it does not measure up to the character of Christ. But you cannot talk because you know he's a big pastor. But ordinarily speaking, you should ask the man, why are you doing this? this does not align with scripture, they will just throw you out. Don't come here again. Go to Harvest World, where you and your pastor can be talking about that one. So when you think of the kingdom of God, please put up that scripture. What is one of the elements you are looking for? Look at that scripture. What is it? There's something you should look at that helps you identify that you are in the kingdom of God. You know, we cannot see the kingdom of God physically. In a way. Eh? The kingdom of God is the body of Christ on earth. The kingdom of God also has angels. But in terms of human beings, the kingdom of God is what? Christians. Children of God. But you know, you will never see anywhere on the map of the world where they wrote the kingdom of Jesus Christ. You can see kingdom of Saudi Arabia. You can see Islamic Republic of Iran. Or what? I think they have some countries like that. But you will never see... I think there's only one Christian nation in the whole world. Where is this place that... which Vatican? Portugal. Yes, that's the only Christian, fully Christian nation that identifies as a Christian nation. Huh? Yeah. So if you go there, you'll see churches everywhere, the way you see shopping malls, because that's how they identify. So may God take us there. So what I was trying to say here is that where somebody says, oh, I'm a member and a citizen of the kingdom of God, please put up that scripture. That word righteousness means what? Equity means what? Character. That means if you look at the person, without even the person trying to be a Christian, the person will be disposed to you in a way that you'll be forced to say, sorry, sir, are you a pastor? So, sorry, are you a Christian? Because the nature is just like saying a lion will be a lion. Eh? When I traveled to one country, so we went into the forest to look at animals. And I was taking videos. I sat beside a lion and I was videoing the lion. And people in Nigeria, like, hey, pastor, we should be using wisdom. Oh, should be using wisdom. Oh. Me, that I was already back in my hotel before I uploaded the video. Eh? I was already out of boredom. I didn't even want to post it. But, you know, I was alone in the hotel room. I didn't have anything. So I just... let me put the thing on my status. People are coming. Man of God, where are you? Ah, man of God, I saw, hey, is that real? And I say, ah, are you really a Christian? Why are you behaving like a man of God, you are there. Man of God, we need to be using wisdom. Even yesterday, a few days ago, somebody said to me, should be using wisdom. Video of 3 years ago. That I even deleted some of it. The person said, you stood beside the lion. Hey, see, some of these things, we should be using wisdom. It's not about faith. Did I tell you I was trying to use faith? The lion had eaten before I got there. So the lion, it was that day they told me, my tour guide told me that anytime a lion is satisfied, if it can walk past you and will not even look at your face. I saw the buffalo, big buffalo that the lion just ate beside us. So the lion, but he wasn't doing it for me. He was just saying, I'm okay, I'm satisfied. I stood beside a female lion, which is, everybody knows, are even more brutal and ferocious. The lion just looked at me, walked away like a goat. Walked away. But you know, a lion will be a lion. The day the lion looks around and there's no buffalo again, say, I've been seeing you. What is that your name again today? Look up, look down. Today is the last day you will see this world. Look up, look down. Today is your last day on earth. I said, no, don't you know me? He said, Oga, your prayer will not help you. Because a lion will act according to his what? His character, his equity. So if you are trying so hard to be a Christian, are you here now? We need to review how you came to Christ. Let's look at another scripture quickly. Another thing we need to notice about the kingdom is how can a person be great in this kingdom? Now that we all know we are part of the kingdom of God, I want us to read Mark chapter 10 and verse 15. How can I grow? you can start on level one. How can I grow and become somebody greater in the kingdom? What is the promotion strategy in our kingdom? Is it that they just look at people based on their faith? Okay, this one is very fine, promoter. This one is ugly, keep him there. No. Look at what the scripture says. Mark chapter 10 and verse 15. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall not enter therein. There was a conversation they had. And they were arguing among themselves, among the disciples. Who is the greatest among us? And Peter will say, I am the one that prophesied that is the Son of God. Or when all of you could not talk. So, and anytime he wants to ask a question, he normally asks me. So, I'm the greatest. John would just say, I am, begin to sing. Oga, we are looking for leader, not choir leader. John is a spiritual man. He's a singer. He's a worshiper. John doesn't talk, but he's very deep. His rhema is very, you know. We have Judas. Even Judas too is claiming to be the greatest because he's holding money. If I run away, all of you are stranded. Philip does trust issues. Sometimes he believes. Other time he wake up and say, show us the Father. Ah, we just came back from feeding 5,000 with 5,000 with what? Five loaves and two fishes. And you are asking. You see, because a Jewish man will be a Jewish man. I don't blame him. So Jesus, you see those 12 disciples, Jesus had different kind of people. It's not all of them that were shouting, hey, Kada, preach, preach, preach. Sometimes when Jesus preaches, Philip will be looking at him. This man, I hope he will not put us into trouble one day. There were people like that. Then you have Thomas. Even though he was following, but in his mind, in case this thing becomes something, I have to take off. So there are so many. So don't just say, I wish I was one of the 12 apostles. Even Jesus, he didn't manage those people. All of them are not like you. If Jesus had people like you, he's okay. Many of those guys, Thomas, Philip. Who was really correct among those people? Nobody. Until the Holy Spirit came in Acts 2, nobody's head was correct. The one that said is the pastor there after Jesus, not me. He was telling people after joining this church, after Pastor Benga is me. Jesus had not died. He denied him. Follow woman, denied Jesus. Went back to start fishing. The thing that Jesus told him, don't do again. So Jesus was trying to explain something here. He said, except you can become like a little child. That means promotion or spiritual maturity or ranking is based on what you have. Oh my goodness, this is so powerful. Now, when we started this study this evening, we talked about Jesus teaching us and saying, do not worry about what you will eat, Abby, or what you will drink, or what you will wear. Does that sound like a child? Your child, are you not the one worrying about, hey, I need to change address? Are you not the one thinking, what will these children eat this night? Even when there's no money at home, you are still thinking, how are we going to do it? Do you think it's your child worrying about that? Your child will stay outside and be playing the night till you say, enter, come to the house. But you'll be thinking, you are not only thinking what they eat now, you are already thinking of tomorrow morning. Now, look at this example again. A child is someone that is completely dependent on the resources of his kingdom, the provision of God the Father for him. So even though he's going to work, even though he has a business, he knows that it is God that will take care of him, because your business can fail. Even though you are about to get married, you know that it is only Jesus that can keep that man for you. You can't keep anybody. You need Jesus to take care of your wife. Anything can happen to anybody at any time. Only the one you keep in God's hand is safe. And Jesus said, except you are like a little child, you cannot be great in this kingdom. That means how we know those who the Lord has promoted is that they will be required to become even more humble. Hello? Please, are you with me? I'm trying so hard to preach it in a pastoral way so that I will not use high-sounding words. I said, a humble man in the kingdom of God is greater than the most anointed man in ranking. A Christian who loves his neighbor more in God's sight is more lofty and of higher ranking than a person who is anointed with oil. You see that small child that Jesus brought into their midst. He only has one concern, no? The love of his father, the acceptance of his mother. A child can be very worried, but once he sees his dad around the corner, he's safe. No matter who is having an issue with that boy, if they see the dad, they will leave the child and face the dad. Because I'm responsible for him. You can't be beating my... Even if you are the principal of my son's school, if I'm standing there, you cannot touch him. We had one small situation, I think last 3 months or so. A teacher seized my laptop, or my son's laptop in school. I don't know what he was doing. He was playing game on the laptop, so they seized it. So we are going, I came to pick him, and then I heard. So I said, take me to the teacher. When I got to the teacher, you know, I didn't ask him, what happened? I didn't ask him, what happened? Because I know most likely the boy is guilty. You know what I asked him? I said, are you the one who took my laptop? That's just what I asked. I said, you are the one who took my laptop. You see the question? He just looked at the boy. Okay. He said, sorry, sir, let me go and bring it. I said, very good. When he now brought it, I now said, what did he do? So when he told me, I said, okay, you know your punishment. Let's get home first. God has not committed your discipline into the hands of an outsider. If he wants to correct you, it's your father. He knows how best to do it. So when you are sick, don't say it is God trying to teach me humility. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. God has better ways of teaching his children. It's not with sickness. It's not with poverty. Come on, are you here now? This kingdom is a blessed kingdom. And it is your kingdom. You need to wake up every morning knowing that you are part of something that is bigger than the whole world. And that the way for me to rise level by level, such that God will say, we can promote him. We can give him more opportunity. Is that when they look at him, humble. You're like a little child. You don't struggle with your parents or with the desire. You don't have anything except you are okay with what your parents give you. You don't. Yeah. It's so powerful that even the higher you go in life, God now expects you to be more like a child. This is one of the things we need to know that about this kingdom. So that, I've talked about some things. Number one, how to be part of the kingdom. Number two, we've talked about what the character of the kingdom. And I've also talked about how to gain promotion. How to be relevant in this kingdom is by being a child. Even in the way we treat ourselves. Huh? You know children are not perfect. Sure, you know children lie a lot. You don't know children, you don't know, you've never had, a child has never lied on you before. Everybody know that children lie like yesterday. But you know when a child lies, people look at the adult they are not asking if is it true. They've already condemned you. Like, you beat her. Maybe you didn't even touch the girl. The way they look at you. Now, it will take God to tell the people there that, no, he did not touch her. Because people believe children are innocent. But when we come under day, I will tell you that one of the mark, the other side of a child, is that they are given to malice. It was Paul that told us that. So you have to be careful. The Bible says, malice be children. So don't allow malice take over your soul. That means if you can fight right now, the next minute they are playing together again. But some of us, everlasting we don't fight for. Once we fight like this, that friendship cannot be. Once we fight, it's to Jesus. Only Jesus will settle that. Another thing about the kingdom of God. Let's just do this. Maybe if I do this, then we'll show. Are you blessed tonight? Let's read Luke 11:20. So we looked at character, we looked at the nature of God's kingdom, we looked at the aspect of the kingdom, the administration, culture, and prosperity. Let's look at another indices of the kingdom. He said, if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you. So one of the things we look for when trying to ask is the kingdom of God, is Harvest Word an extension of God's kingdom on earth? We look for power. Please say power. Power there means that there must be evidence of changed lives. When people come, is there any sign that Jesus is changing their lives? Are they getting better? The power to cast out devils. Do we see it? Or is it only talk? Our Lord Jesus is saying to us here that the word finger there is talking about the Spirit of God. So he was saying, if by the Spirit of God I cast out devils, he said then it is a sign that the kingdom of God has what? Has come to you. So if I, you know, demons, one thing you need to know about demons is that they like to populate areas. So if a demon is on this street, one of the things you will notice is that you will see other small, small demons. For instance, every street where you see a brothel or a prostitution center, you will see that there's alcoholism. Are we together? There's alcoholism. People take a lot of alcohol there. They take weed. See all the spirits that are gathering. Now, for you, you think it's just alcohol, but alcohol is a spirit. Weed is a spirit. Prostitution is not just having some kind of intimacy with the opposite sex. It is a ground and altar of Satan worship. Then most likely you will find that on that street, most of the people there don't really care about God. They don't want to go to church. They are not serious. They just stay. Then you will now find that most of them there, they don't do anything. Are you with me now? So you see all the spirits that congregate on one street. Remove the brothel. All the other spirits will start getting weak. But the major spirit on that in that area is the spirit of prostitution. Once it's there, it will begin to gather. Oh my God. We used to live around an area in Bagada where there's a market. On the other side of the street, there's a brothel. There's a big church safe there. But nobody knows the church. It's a big church, oh, bigger than this place. We know that street more for its nefarious activities, more than the fact that the kingdom of God is there. So in this kingdom, we promote power. In this kingdom, we know that we cannot make advancement without power. Nobody will give you anything because you cry. Nobody will give anything because you beg. You will get your right in this kingdom because you have the power to take it. Scripture says that from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God has been forcefully advancing. And only those who are forceful or violent can take it. Which means every time you want to lay hold on a kingdom truth, Satan will try to rob you of it. You must have a level of spiritual madness to be able to make progress. When they say, you will not be, you cannot make progress, you say, Satan, you know, ask of me. I know they're among those people where they, you don't know. See me? I know too well. I just, they look. I know they're among those where they pray. I go, I'll break your head. And I go ask forgiveness. So when you see someone that has a level of madness, you know, you cannot, one of the ways you know this person is mad, that you cannot reason with him. So you should not be somebody that Satan can, reason with. They say, this guy, leave him. He's a madman. If Satan begins to call you a madman, that means you are doing well. But they come to you, you are on your bed. You now start remembering Chike around 11 p.m. How Chike was smiling at you. How Tumininu said good night, and she waved with two fingers. That's when you are, and you did not think that Satan was at your doorstep. You know, people are looking for one devil. That is the devil. That thought. So you sat there. Satan already knows this one is our customer. But there's a way you can shout the thought down. Shout hey, kabaya. You just go to the next compound. So it's very important to know that you have access to power. Now let me tell you something about power that will help you. Everybody you look at, whether it's Pastor Gbenga or somebody else that you like, is anointed, or Pastor Adeboye, you require boldness to deploy the power of God. Even if all the anointing oil is poured on you, but you are not bold, you will not be able to walk in the power of God. Number two, concerning power, is that you have to step out in faith. Number three is that you must know that anything that is below the name of Jesus does not have power over you. You must know it and you must believe it. Number four is that you must exercise that power without apology. Hallelujah. Finally, these are not all the points, but let's just stop here. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 10. We are still looking at the nature and character of the kingdom. There's a very important ingredient when that has to do with the kingdom. And this is where most people fail to understand. Or they understand, but they ignore. Look at the scripture. This is the Lord's Prayer. This is the standard format for prayer. This is not a prayer. This is a pattern to a way to approach prayer. So some people recite this one every day. It will not save you. This is strategy for prayer. And the first strategy there is to say what? Our Father. So if you have no relationship with God, you should not pray. We will come and look at this another day. So if you like, read it 21 times. It's okay. It's good to read it too. I will recite it or memorize it. But I say this is a strategy. But this for another day. Look at that script, this 10th verse. It says, thy kingdom come, and what's the next thing there? Your will be done where? As it is in where? Is the will of God done in heaven? Based on this scripture. Are they doing the will of God in heaven now? Are the angels obeying him? Is there disorder in heaven? Where do we have disorder? So where is the warfare? On earth. And what is the warfare? The warfare for the will of God. When the devil says you will not be married, and the Lord has told you it is my will for you to be married, so you can now go and say, Lord, let your kingdom come. Most people are praying for the will of God without the kingdom. That's why they are stuck. For the will of God to be established, there must first be the kingdom. Let me give you an example. When the Romans took over the nation of Israel, so they set up what they call the ecclesia. If the Romans had not come to Israel, maybe let's assume they had Wi-Fi, and they took over, they announced on the internet that we have taken over Israel, but they didn't come physically. Can they enforce anything here? You need to be in a place to enforce your presence, right? So you cannot enforce the will of a kingdom unless the kingdom has been established in that area. And how do we establish the kingdom in that area? We will send an ecclesia. There will be a team, a group of people who represent that kingdom. We call them ambassadors. Who will be in that area? And Satan also uses the same principle. I think last 3-4 months, Nigeria signed a contract that was generating concern about LGBTQ. Did you see it online? You see, it's just that our leaders didn't go to school. They think the world is still the way they left it in 1978. In 1978, gender and sex are the same thing. In 2024, gender is different from sex, according to the woman. So the police, the document they signed did not say same sex. They didn't write that one there. But they talked about gender inclusion. Talked about human rights. What does the white man consider human rights? Is it not LGBTQ? Are you with me? You are not here. Is there a white man here? Do you understand what I'm saying? What the white man at the White House, British government, what they consider human rights is that men can marry men. Women can marry women. They are not talking about right to live, right to speech. No. They've taken it a step further. So when they want to see a country or a nation that has human rights, one of the things they look at in that indicator list is what? Same-sex agenda. So in that document, our government did not know that gender doesn't mean male or female. They now signed. Meanwhile, the moment you sign, what they will do is that they will now send some of the ambassadors for that for that association. They will come and open an office in Abuja. They will start trying to present one or two things. Recently, there's a school that in Lagos that had a case. The Lagos State government was taking them to court. Did you hear about it? Please, who heard about it? They had to beg. They wanted to settle out of court. They were teaching, it's a high-class school. They were teaching the children the same-sex curriculum. Lagos State government now found out. But because it's not part of, you know, there's a way they have, the curriculum, if you look at the curriculum, you won't know. That, they are so smart about it. While you are in church praying, they are recruiting teachers, recruiting doctors, putting them in the basilia. Because they know you will need a doctor. So you are trying to work in the bank. Why God needs people to be apostles and pastors in the schools? So this school is in Lagos here, on the island. They were doing their thing until they were caught. And they said they were willing to pay a fine. The money they said they were willing to pay, if they give it to me, I will not work again. Like loss of money to settle. Like, let's settle. You cannot, if that school had not established its presence in Lagos, will they be able to enforce their will? Do you see what that scripture is saying now? That the first way to establish the will of God in any life is for the kingdom to come. And for the kingdom to come, there must be prayer. Are you here now? Some of you need to go home and invite Jesus into your home. You have prayed, but you've not asked him to come. You have worshipped, but you've not asked him to come. Jesus, come and be our father here. Come and be our mother. We don't know what is going on. Before now, you are praying, God, do it. God, deliver. Now, Jesus, come and be living here. Maybe if you come, you will see what is going on. The kingdom represented by a person, who is Jesus Christ, must be brought into the picture for the will to be done. You cannot impress a will of an external party. It will not hold. There must be people within that area that want that thing and will be willing to fight for it. What are we saying here? The will of God is God's mind for you. The will of God is God's desire for you. The will of God is God's plan for you. It involves the school you go to. It involves the kind of job you can do or you do. It involves the person you marry. It involves what you can do with your money. Because in the kingdom, the currency bears the face of the monarch, of the king. The moment Queen Elizabeth died, they changed their currency. Come on, are you here now? I said the moment Queen Elizabeth died, they started changing their currency and putting the face of this new king, even though they know the man is old. But it was not an issue. The currency is a sign that government has changed. It's not the one that we just wake up one day and say, our money doesn't have value. Let's print 1,000 there. Look for who is there. Who is dead? Who is dead that will say, put his face. It's not the one we do here. We don't look for one dead man. Okay, you know what? To make it fair, we'll take one Yoruba, one Osawa Igbo. It's like you don't understand why you are confused. The people who understand kingdom know that the face on the currency must be a living. The face on that currency must be someone that is alive. Oh, I wish you understood what I just said. That when Jesus died, according to the book of Hebrews, he activated his own will. Because for the will to be active, somebody must have died. A will is only active when the person who wrote it has died. Then they bring it out and say, this is what the man wrote, that when he dies, give him this house, give this one this house, give this one this amount of money. Jesus is the only one whose will became activated when he died, and Jesus now rose up to implement his own will. Hallelujah. Hey, this is powerful. The face upon the currency must be someone that is living. That's a kingdom. So when you pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, you are actually inviting the King of Kings and Lord of Lords to come into that place. And that's why Jesus said, and I shall round up. Say, where two or three of you shall, as touching any matter, it shall be done. So if you're having any issue in your family, look for one other person. If you are four, look for two people there or three people and say, let us form an agreement and invite him. Because he said, if we come together, he will come. He will not send an angel alone. He will come. He himself will come. And when he comes, he will establish a basilia, a kingdom in that family. And that is what will now lead to the deliverance. One after the other, you see people in your family, they'll start giving their life to Christ. Have you ever experienced that situation where in a family, nobody was really taking God? So all of a sudden, somebody became a Christian. Over a period of maybe 2-3 years, people started giving that. Have you seen that kind of thing before? Have you seen it before? You just know that all of a sudden, people now start giving that. Even the one that everybody knows that is very stubborn, he's a devil by himself. He's a devil by himself. Now to drink and fall into the gutter, became an evangelist. Why? All God needs is for one person in that family to come to him. He will now begin to work on the rest. Understanding this life of the kingdom is one of the easiest ways to live a prosperous life. If you embrace this way and you understand it, you will begin to live your life out of peace, out of ease. It doesn't mean you will not have challenges. But the challenges will never move you. Because for the challenge to move you, it must move the kingdom. And you are now an ambassador of that kingdom. Which means, any he who touches you, touches the apple of his eye. And God will not allow it. That's how important you are. Please tell your neighbor you are important. Please let me preach to your neighbor and say you are important. So don't look down on yourself. Don't look down on yourself. You are more important than you know. You are a subject of the kingdom. You are an ambassador. Hallelujah. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. And we thank you, Lord, for those who are also listening online. We declare that this word